We're going to look at the Me'ashilayach on Parshas Balak, on the words, Ki lo nachash b'yakov lo kesem b'yisrael. Literally, that means that in Klal Yisrael, we don't use nachash, we don't use prognosticated methods of black magic, sorcery, tarot cards, palm reading, and they are different. Nachash and kesem are distinct. Nachash is, in the words of the Sifrei, K'may nafla pita mipiv, nafla makli miyadi, posak tzviyas aderach. Something happens, it is totally unconnected to the question that this person faces. The decision he or she has to make has nothing to do with whatever it is that happened. A piece of bread fell out of his mouth. A black cat walked across his path. The case in the Medrash is deer crossed the road in front of him. And that is an omen, as we would say. And now a decision is made to do or not do something based on that. Completely irrational. That's a nachash. Ksamim, a kesem, is not that something happens and then there's an irrational response. Kesem is where a person does something. And in the words of the Rambam, a person actually tries to get into a trance. Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says, Oisem maisa kedei sheyishay. He should become somehow bewildered and somehow detached from awareness of reality. V'tifne machshavta mikol advarim ad sheyem advarim ha'asidim. And then in that state, the person begins to say things about the future and begins to tell whatever it is that this kind of sorcery would have him tell. That's kesem. Says Bilam, the Jewish people trust in the Ribono Shel Olam. They are Balei Bitachon. They fulfill what later we're going to read in the Torah, Lo Yimatzi V'cha Ma'avir B'no Yibitoi Ba'esh Kaisen Ksamim U'menachesh U'mechashef. They don't live that way. Tamim Im Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to be Tmimim, and that's what we trust in the Ribono Shel Olam. We will do His mitzvahs. He will do what He knows is best for us. And that's how we live. Tremendous praise of the Jewish people. He says, "Ka'es ye'omer li'Yakov u'li'Yisrael mo'apo'al kel," and they have a means of even knowing what it is that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to do. They have Nevi'im. Nevi'im will tell them. They have Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim will tell them. The Ishbitzer now takes the idea of Nachash and Kesem and says that it also means an attitude, a way of thinking about how we make decisions and how we should act when we are faced with a decision and we want to know, well, what is the Ritzon HaBoyre here? So there's one approach that is the Nachash approach, and there's one approach that's the Kesem approach. And not exactly sorcery, not at all, actually. It's just a completely different way of saying, and they're actually diametrically opposed. Watch. Hine, inyan nachash hu, his akshus bedavar. Stubborn adherence to something, again, irrationally, like we said, that's what a kesem is. His akshus bedavar mebli lahasir davar ze midaitai. He won't get it out of his mind. He's dead set on a particular approach to a matter or to a question. This is how it has to be. And again, as we said, that's what a kesem will be. It'll be irrational. And it's this somehow aran rednish, as we would say in Yiddish. You talk yourself into something. This is how it has to be, and this is what is right. And you refuse. This is nachash, and you refuse to examine it. But that's similar to the nichush, where you know something happens, and you say, "That's it. Now I must do X because the deer crossed the road." The kesem hu lehefich. Kesem is the opposite. Dehainu, im hu mesupik bedavar, im la'asay saloi. If he's in doubt, so that he waits to see things unfold and how they unfold, and then follows that path without discretion. If it seems to go easily, I'll go with it. So there's less energy put into it. There's very little bold initiative. V'zehu kesem. Hainu lirois kifi sheyisnahig me'atzmai. See how things go by themselves easily, without too much effort. U'shneihem asurim. Sheloi b'mekaimam haro'u lahem. Both are incorrect where they are misplaced, where they don't belong. And he explains. The hainu. Be'im yeida ha'odom b'veirur es retzein Hashem Yisbarach. A person knows and understands what the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam is about a certain matter. Asur loy lachashois b'davar v'la'azev ha'davar kifi sheyisnahig me'atzmai. You can't just be quiet and say, well, I'll be a bystander. Let it unfold as it will. I won't invest in it. I won't take action regarding the matter. No! Rak tzorach lehizgaber ka'ari v'la'asais p'tkifus. There are times when something clearly requires action. And don't say, well, I'll leave it be and I'll watch it unfold. No. And that's kesem. To just let it be and say, well, that's how it's meant to be, you know, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu must want, as if everything's supposed to be done by Hashem and not by us. There's times to pick up and say, I have to make sure the right thing happens. It could be ben adam lamakayim, it could be ben adam lachaveiroi. You see something that's terribly wrong happening, assert what's correct. Speak up intelligently, wisely, quietly maybe, but don't sit back and say, well, what can I do? So it's divinely planned. This injustice was meant to happen. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's not correct. And if it's something regarding the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of some kind of mitzvah that has to be done, and it's challenging. Well, apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to accomplish X or Y mitzvah. He doesn't want me to be able to have matzos, shake a lulav. He doesn't want me to put on tefillin today. Look how hard it is for me to get up in the morning. I'm so tired. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to daven at home. People can make up whatever excuse they want to say, oh, it's psegeitnisht. It's not going, so I'm not going to push harder to accomplish it. Very incorrect. And that's what he means when he praises us and he says, V'loi kesem b'Yisrael. U'b'makim she'ha'adam mesupak b'davar, asur lihiyos b'taykif. On the other hand, where you need to be cautious, where we're not sure, maybe we can't be sure. So then we have to take our time, rak lehisbainein, to think it through. To be mizbainin means to try to reach some clarity about the matter, try to think deeply about the matter, wait, be patient, try to discover more about the matter. Let's see what happens. Mara tells a story about Rav, who was waiting for something and for a sign, and it was clear when that happened, that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted it to be. Ubilti ha'simin hazeh l'hayu nosea. Otherwise, he would not have traveled. Now, sometimes we're not able to discern that this is clearly the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are times when you wait and you see, as matters unfold, they become a bit clearer, and then even more clear yet. And this is what he is saying. That's what it means, kiloi nachash b'Yaakov. That you don't say, it has to be a certain way, it has to be the way I'm used to it, or the way someone else told it to me. That's how it has to be, and that's what I'm going to do or not do. There are times when we have to be of a very settled mind, we have to be cautious, and look and examine and see what is right, what's correct, find out, ask a shayla, and or wait to see how matters start to unfold. So, for instance, when it comes to something, again, something that involves people and disagreement, don't take sides. Not right away. Don't take sides right away. Don't form an opinion. If you have to, listen. Then listen and hear. And then maybe, if there's truly one side that's clearly correct, and otherwise an injustice will be perpetrated, then step up. But there are many, many times where the right thing to do would be, let's walk away. And maybe let's wait and see what other forces come to play, what other issues come to the fore. We'll find out more about people's motives. We'll find out more about what the Rabbi Yishlael might want here. Things will start to clarify. Things will start to be seen and understood where they are not understood yet. So be cautious. And don't say, well, this one is always right, or this response is always the correct response. V'lachein ksiv b'yakov nachash. Now he explains why, in the case of Nachash, it's B'Yaakov, and Kesem, it's B'Yisrael. And he says, Ki Yaakov nikra ha'odom she'enoi b'shleimus. Yaakov is a person who has not yet accomplished Yisrael. Va'oydein liboy nimshach achar retzein Hashem Yisparach. He does not have a natural sense of knowing exactly what's correct. He's not attuned so well to what's the right way to go, and what is the Ritzayin Habayre in so many things in life. He's not sure yet. He's not able to discern that so naturally. When the Navi Amos says, if I see in the Nevuah that the Arba, the locusts are going to consume everything, and Klal Yisrael won't have what to eat. So he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, "Mi yakum Yaakov ki katoin hu?" Who's going to take care of poor Yaakov? They won't have what to eat. So when there's katnus, we're called Yaakov. When we're vulnerable, we're called Yaakov. V'lechein amar ki loy nachash bi Yaakov. B'shoa shehanefesh mi Yisrael mesupik b'davar. When the simple Jew, all of us, Yaakov, we're not always sure what is the right way, what is the response that Hashem wants of us, morally or halachically. Lo yelech ba'achshus klal. Don't stubbornly hold on to some path that maybe was used in the past or is suggested by someone else or is the easy, quick road and the simple answer. Rak yisalek kol negiyah me'olav. Rather, let's take yourself out of the equation, so to speak, and not look at what's easy or what's simple or what's best for me. V'yira, and watch. K'moshi yisnahig Hashem yisbarach, kach yasa hadavar hazeh. Let's see how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam begins to show us the right way. Sometimes we have to wait patiently, and we'll start to see that there is a Ritzein HaBeirei involved in something, and then we will take a step back and realize that we've been almost fighting against what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been almost guiding us toward, and we've been pushing back against it and pushing back against it, instead of saying, let's see what it is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. And this is in so many areas of life, so many decisions that we have to make in family situations, in situations at work, in raising children, and questions about what's best for our children, and challenges of a child in a particular situation, and we speak to the school about the situation, and when it's not yet resolved, and you wonder how hard to push, how much involvement to have as a parent. Just as an example. And sometimes what we need to do is take a step back and wait and see what happens, what unfolds, what happens the next day, what happens the day after that. Where is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam taking us? Where is his direction here? Which way is HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointing us? And that's very, very common. And rather than have a strict or strong opinion about it, how it has to be, take a step away and let the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu start to be visible. You have to be listening for it. You have to be looking for it. If we're so much in Akshanut as to have decided how it has to be, that's Nachash B'Yaakov. It's not a rational thing, and even if it seems rational, but it's a decision that's being made without letting the Rebbeinu Shalom show us the way.
Says,
you have to have your eyes wide open, and you have to listen, and you have to sense and think. But to have an opinion, and to have a certain MO that you apply all the time, without necessarily being open to thinking and investigating whether this is the time and place for this kind of MO, that's Nachash B'Yaakov. Says Bilam Kiloy Nachash B'Yaakov. V'leikesim b'Yisrael hainu mishalibay nimshach achar ritzein Hashem yisparach b'shleimus. A person who is Yisrael is a person who really is more confident and able to better discern what it is that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. This is an oiska arbita person. This is a person who's created of himself a great man, a great woman who knows and can intuit or really honestly say, this is right, this is wrong, and without negius, as he used that word before, without selfishness and without having a sense of what's best for me, it's really what is the Ritzain HaBayre. And such a person who's able to know it, when an idea and a response comes to mind, he or she can be quite sure, he rak me Ritzain Hashem Yisbarach, shehishpi aloi. This is the Rebbeinu Shlalom who's telling me. This is how this mitzvah should be done. This is an involvement I should have. This is an important thing to do. This is an inyan. This is a something I should occupy myself with. Because this person will easily and readily know that it's not a selfish interest. On the contrary, it's probably a selfless interest. And it's altruistic. And it's right. And it's the will of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. And when such a person senses that, such a person would be wrong to say, okay, I'll watch it happen. No, ve'eino behisrashlus. It's not with a weak hand. It's not with a tepid temperament. The person says, rak oisa hadover bitkufais. Person says, now, this is something that's important, something I know and believe in, and the person gets involved assertively. And that person has to. And that's v'loy kesem b'Yisrael. Because again, what was kesem? Kesem is okay. We'll see what comes out. Like the person who gets himself into a trance, and then, well, let's see what comes out of his mouth, and that will be what the future holds. It happens by itself. No, nothing's going to happen by itself. Like Kesem B'Yisrael means that when a Jew, a great Jew, senses something and realizes that it's important and knows his or her way in the matter, it should be adopted and the path should be taken assertively. Tkifus. Kibim lav, if that's not done assertively and with energy, Yavar Chas V'Shalom, Al Das Hashem Yisbarach. He'll miss an opportunity, she'll miss an opportunity to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch. It has to be done with power, with energy, with effort, assertively. He's praising the Jewish people for both of these traits. There are times when we know we have to be very cautious. And here, as he just said, there are times when a Jew knows he or she has to be bold. And each of us knows how much we are able to be assertive and bold, and when we must be rather cautious instead. And let's see something go to the next stage so we can hopefully discern what the will of the Rebbeinu Shalom is. So he's saying that the concept of Kilei Nachash B'Yaakov L'Kesem B'Yisrael doesn't just mean that we don't make our decisions based on sorcery and with black magic. He expands on this Nimei Shaloach and says that the entire fashion, the whole disposition of a Jew to how to live and to how to pray and to how to study and how to raise a family and how to work and how to make decisions in business and how to be mekayim all of the mitzvah satayra and how to be a great human being moment to moment, decision by decision, is made with sometimes being very cautious and recognizing that I don't have to make a decision, and maybe I'm making a decision that's not so wise or based on some misperception or a selfish disposition rather than an altruistic one. And I need to see where the Rebbeinu Shalom wants this to go. And then there are times when the person knows and understands that there's a Holy Spirit in the person, and so the person can readily grasp, this is something I have to do and care about and work on and do so assertively. That's like Kesem B'Yisrael. Not going to just sit back and let it happen by itself. There's an action-packed life of a Jew, assertively saying, this is important, and the other matter, and that matter. These are holy mitzvahs, these are holy dispositions, these are holy things I have to accomplish with my loved ones, with my people at work, with my community, and I have to care, and I have to be involved. And there has to be a certain assertiveness. Otherwise, a person would be doing less than he or she is blessed with the ability to do. So this is the praise, he says, that when we make decisions in Klal Yisrael, he says we make decisions that are balanced, that are at times very cautiously approached, and at times when we know and we feel correctly so, we are bold in taking action, and we are not leaving it up to others or leaving it up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but rather when it's appropriate, we take action. When it's appropriate, we wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead us and show us the way. And this is the expanded sense of the decision-making of Klal Yisrael and how we plan and our lives, how we hope to look to a future day today and to tomorrow's. Ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, v'lo kesem b'Yisrael.